This is OPB. I'm Crystal Liguori. Many Oregonians are following Governor Kate Brown's stay-at-home order to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Some workers deemed essential by the federal government are exempt from that order. One of the most vulnerable of these workforces is made up of immigrant farm workers. Monica Samayoa brings us this report on some of the unique challenges faced by these workers and how one radio station is trying to help.
As Rafael Romero and Jose Garcia prepare to go live on their radio show, they quickly skim over their scripts, say a prayer, and wait for their cue.
Efectivamente, muy buenos días.
Radio La Ley, La Voz del Pueblo broadcasts from Kennewick, Washington, serving mostly rural areas of Washington and Oregon. Their radio signal reaches Walla Walla, Washington to the east and Boardman, Oregon to the south. In March, the Spanish language station started sharing news and information related to the coronavirus with the help of a community organizing group called Oregon Rural Action. When Garcia turns on his microphone and starts each day's broadcast, he's trying to speak to one especially vulnerable population of Spanish speakers, farm workers.
When I would talk to people that I knew working in the field, they would say, hey, they're not telling us anything. You know, they don't want nothing to do with that stuff.
Farm work has been designated as essential by the federal government. That means fruit, vegetable, and grain crops are still being produced to feed millions of Americans during the coronavirus pandemic. That puts farm laborers among others, like grocery store clerks and nurses, whose work can't be done from the safety of their homes. Garcia says he saw signs everywhere in his hometown of Hermiston, Oregon, that farm workers weren't getting the kind of information they need. He described seeing farm workers getting into crowded work crew vans, doing field work without masks, and arriving at restaurants with their entire families to sit down and eat and wondering why they could only get takeout.
I will come home and I will break down in tears because I knew they were not getting that information.
One farm worker who did not want OPB to share his name for fear of losing his job said they had little to no information about the coronavirus. He says he doesn't want to worry about it because his only option is to go to work. The 63-year-old is originally from the Mexican state of Durango. He's been living in the United States for the past 40 years, and for most of that time has been working in agriculture. These days, he's part of a 50-person crew of farm workers who are planting crops like carrots, potatoes, and onions. He says he works about 12 to 14 hours a day. That makes it hard to stop and think about what is going on in the world. He'd like farmers, public health officials, and local leaders to do more to keep farm workers better informed about what's going on and to teach them how they can best protect themselves against the coronavirus while they go to work each day. But not all farm workers have been left in the dust. 24-year-old Martin Zavala Martinez is originally from Mexico. He's currently working in Avalon Orchards near Hood River through a temporary visa program for farm workers. The day we caught up with him, Zavala Martinez and other crew workers were pruning pear trees. He says his job is not like other jobs where you can take time off or wait until the situation gets better. If he isn't able to prune and spray the orchards this spring when they need it, there won't be any good crop of cherries, apples, and pears when the harvest arrives. Zavala Martinez's boss is helping by putting out the kind of coronavirus information he and his co-workers need. As a result, Zavala Martinez is keeping a safe distance from other workers and constantly washing his hands throughout the day. This is just what Jose Garcia and his radio show partners are after, too, helping Spanish speakers stay safe and limit the spread of coronavirus.
For me, I'm hoping that relating this information to people, we're going to save lives, too, us working together.
After the first show, Garcia says the station received many calls thanking them for sharing the information. The radio program has been so successful that now there's talk of airing it in other Spanish-language stations in other parts of Oregon. Monica Samayoa, OPB.